And that means, I think, Tommy Berry, as I say, good morning to you, Tom. Have you lost three or four off scratchings?
Yeah, four. Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, Andrew, but it's the way it is. You can't do much about it.
No, they've been taken out, and I guess, look, Real and Ruby's still there, so you've still got some good opportunities.
Yeah, I got some handy rides. I like the Colt in the first as well, and Desert Lord. So, yeah, look, even though they're scratchings, I don't think they were my best rides that were scratched. Probably Nico Ladd's the only one that was a chance.
Yeah. You start off with Hulk. He's a nice ride. He did enough first up, and I see Chris has thrown a set of blinkers on him.
Yeah, look, I think what you guys said on form on the other day was spot on. I think he's going to get closer to the favourite today. It's a turnaround in the weights. He's got the blinkers on. And I think a big thing as well, he's been back on his home track. Chris's horses always go very well at Rose Hill. And Warwick Farm can be a bit of a tricky track for horses to get around. So this bloke, if the race maps perfectly for him, he should get a sit beyond a nice speed. And I think with the blinkers on, it will straighten him up a little bit, and he'll be very hard to beat.
Race four, Hogman, he sticks his head out now and again.
He does. Look, he's been ridden sort of midfield to back in his last few starts, his preparation. It doesn't look to me like he's got a great turn of foot. He sort of just grinds away late. I remember him in the past, Jim Innes won a couple of races on him leading, and there does look to be a lack of speed in this race. So without talking to Chris, if he was to jump well, I'd like to put him in the race a little bit more and put him in the first three or four, and then he's only got to find a length or two instead of trying to make up four or five, which he's probably not good enough to do.
No. You lost Tchaikovsky, but you pick up Amarita there. You probably haven't had enough time to have a good look at her form, but she's got a bit of talent, this filly.
Yeah, she does. I remember Jason Cott, just from memory of the name. He came from, might have been at Kenzo or Randwick a couple of starts ago, and or it might have been last start, and yeah, was hitting the line well. Like, she looks like she's got a bit of a, from memory, a habit of hanging in. If she'll probably get back a little bit. She's drawn a good gate, so we'll just ride away where I find her. And, it's an open sort of a race.
Real Amin Ruby, she was great last time. She got back. It was a bit of a on-pace, in-close day, and she got the job done pretty well.
Yeah, she did. She's a lovely filly. She's got a great temperament. She can win against a boss. You know, last start, obviously, they were going very. They weren't winning from behind, and I knew that. So I had to do what I didn't want to do, and that was take off early. And she was still very tough and strong late. Look, the mare of Anthony Cummings, I'm quite scared of her because I won on her last start at Newcastle. I know it was a lot weaker opposition, but she won well. But with the lack of speed being in the race, I don't think it'll affect me too much because my filly can settle a bit closer if I want her to, and she's got that real sharp turn of foot where the horse of Anthony's, she's a horse that really does need the speed on. She's a big, strong, fast-net rock mare that really needs speed on for her to hit the line strong late. So I don't think there's much between these two horses, but I think with Real Amin Ruby, she could probably get herself out of trouble with an explosive turn of foot. And I think she's raced at Warwick Farm the last couple of starts. This bigger straight at Rose Hill will definitely suit her better.
Abdon looked back to dry, but he was always pretty well in control there at Walker.
Yeah, he was. He's always been a horse who can be a little bit ungenuine in times, and I got there way too early on him in the Wagga Cup, but he was bolting coming to the corner and couldn't really go any slower. But it was good for him to get the job done, and as we see with Chris's stays, when they've won one, they usually can go on and win a few, and this race maps a lot better than I think the Walker Cup did for him. He's drawn a better barrier. He can settle in the first half of the field. We've seen him do that before a few starts ago and run second. So, look, take him issue. Looks like he'll probably get its way in front with white boots. But this bloke's, he's got the ability on the day, and he'll be in the first three or four when it comes to the final stages.
And Desert Lord, but just a lovely trial from him. And Hawksy's horses are going well.
Yeah, they've got him going really well, actually. And yeah, he's a nice horse. He's always had his quirks in the past, missing the kick and wanting to over-race and do a lot wrong. But this prep, he seems to have come back a lot more relaxed than he was last preparation. He's come in with a really good trial, and he feels like he's got a lot of speed in his legs. So there's a lot of speed in this race, and he should get a nice hit just behind him, providing he jumps. And off that trial, it's just to me that he'll be very hard to beat.
Beauty.
And Tommy, we saw recently the Inglis sale out at Riverside supporting Ty England. I noted yesterday an announcement by the Magic Millions that they're selling seven nominations to some stallions that I'll mention in a moment, and 100% of that will go towards Ty and his family as well, which is fantastic that everyone is supporting him.
Yeah, it's incredible. I saw that last night before I went to bed, and it sent shivers up my spine. It's obviously, I've been through things like this before, and we're just so blessed to be part of an industry that when times are tough, we all get together and support the people that need it. As I said, very, very blessed to be a part of an industry like ours, and it's great to see that we continue to support people that are in tough times.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Tommy, good luck today, mate.
Thanks, guys. Take care.